All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlech from the Intlakepnk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have our other Wegadesk with us sitting right here. It's so awesome and amazing that he made it.
Yeah, brother, in the flesh. And what a pleasure it is to see you doing that intro. I tell you, you got that thing nailed. Thank you so much, bro. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. It's so awesome when you make it in. Yeah, welcome, everybody. We have a great show coming up for you guys. Our subject is going to be on empathy. And we have some great music coming in from Glow Sun, Marilyn Manson, Inna, Leo Pellegrina, and Ben Woods. So stay tuned for that. We also have a great list of guests coming in. We have one of my brothers from down California, Nbubiishkin. He's going to be joining us. Also, my brother Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkna, and also Lady Faima, and the president of Minnetonka Park Association. So lots of great guests coming in. So we're going to start off with some great energizing music from Glow Sun. They're a great group from France, and cool. Their song is called Reverse. So we're going to have a listen to that, and we're going to get this show on the road. Enjoy, everyone.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, brother, that was rocking.
Wow, man. We dedicate that to one of my brothers. He's got stage 2 cancer, and just wishing him the best health, getting rid of that,
mm-hmm.
just defeating it, and having the fight and strength to carry on and defeat this cancer. And to all our listeners out there that may be suffering from cancer or some other disease, we wish you guys well.
Absolutely, man. Health and prosperity to everybody. Keep those deep breaths going.
Absolutely. And we welcome everybody from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Greece, from Egypt, from Africa, from Ukraine, from Russia, from China, from Japan, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all over the world. We welcome you to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, Empowerment for Human Rights. Thank you for joining us in trying to make this place and world a better place. So we're going to get this show started right, and we're going to ask our brother, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely, bro. My pleasure. Okay, guys, this is the best part of any day, is our breathing. So let's focus on breathing in, appreciation and gratitude. Maybe think about something that you love, maybe your children, maybe a new motorcycle, whatever it is, maybe your hopes and dreams. Breathe it all in, and when our lungs are nice and full, we're just gonna exhale and let everything go. Feel like somebody's pouring a bucket of cold water over your head, and just let everything just go down into the earth. The earth is so strong, it'll take any of our tensions if we give them away. All right, so let's go in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Yeah, and don't be afraid to let out a nice big sigh, too. That always helps. Let's go 2 more. Yeah, bring that sunshine, summer, and love inside. And let everything go.
Ooh, yep, man.
That's pure.
Man, I get excited just breathing.
Absolutely, as we should, man. That's health and prosperity right there.
It's just like coming back to the planet from wherever we are and wherever we go.
Yeah, getting in the body.
Yeah, that's right. So let's talk about our subject, empathy, and we'd love to hear your words on empathy.
Empathy, yeah. You know, empathy makes me think a lot about consideration. And consideration makes me think about the golden rule. And for those of you who don't know the golden rule, or at least by that term, the idea is that whatever you do to others will be done to you. Or, you know, some scientists say we live in a biofeedback loop. So whatever we're putting out into the world is going to come back to us. And this golden rule is prevalent. It's in a affect 24/7 all over the world. If you have a human physical body, you are bound to this law that whatever you put out into the universe will come back to you. And what a great system to live in. Before we do anything, we just have to ask ourselves, well, how would I like it if somebody did this to me?
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how honest you are with yourself on a regular basis, you can really just guide yourself and navigate through all kinds of ups and downs with that real simple rule. How would I like it if somebody did this to me?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer isn't, oh, I'd really appreciate that, then maybe we can reconsider it. And so empathy is, you know, it's something we all should naturally have, because we're all humans. We all have this ability to know, well, I don't want to get slapped in the face. I don't want to get spit on. I don't want disrespected. So I'm not going to do that to anybody else. So yeah, Chief, empathy really makes me think about the golden rule and how lucky we are to all be in this world where the golden rule is always in effect.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we think, we might see people maybe getting away with something. We think they're getting away with it. But karma, the golden rule, all these laws of the universe that have kept us evolving and brought us into this miraculous form, they've all been in effect, man. They're, it's not like they're taking any days off. They're always here. They're always in effect. And thank you for everybody who plays by these rules, you know, and isn't forced into them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you, Chief? What are you thinking about empathy?
Well, when I think about empathy, I remember some great words. It's from people who have really experienced what someone else has gone through or is going through. And that gives us a real genuine empathy because we do know what that person has gone through and is going through. And it kind of like bonds us and connects us to the person because we understand and we know what they're going through. And, you know, there's a lot of traumas out there in the world, some so great that we can't even comprehend it. But we can strive for learning empathy through our own experiences and able to understand the trauma, the damage that people have gone through and face. And we can do that together. We can stand together and be united and have that connection. And through those connections, it brings unity. And with that, then we'll reach to the places of peace and harmony. And these things are great for humanity and for ourselves as individuals. And these things are the things that we strive for. These things are the basis of this radio station and program. It all has to do with human growth, human rights, empowerment for helping ourselves and those around us. And it's just a special time that we're able to come to this program, share with our listeners, our friends, our family all over the world, and just be in tune with each other. And I'm just so grateful that you make it, and it's just an awesome privilege and time to be here with you on the air and sending these positive waves out into the universe to all our friends and family, brothers and sisters out there who are looking forward to this the same as we are, and it's just special. And that's kind of all I had to say about that.
Thank you, Chief. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm super grateful for all of our listeners and every world who's operating to be a better version of themselves today than they were yesterday and to have empathy for others. Yeah. And just help bring heaven on earth ahead of schedule and under budget, right? Mm-hmm, let's get it done.
Yeah, for sure, man. All right. So we're going to get... keep the show going, and we're going to get to my brother Nbubi Ishkin. And first we're going to play his song that he picked out, and this one's interesting. It's from Marilyn Manson. It's old school, and it's the name of it is called Sweet Dreams. Ooh. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. Echoes and Whispers of the Universe.
A classic, that one.
Yeah, man. What a powerful song. And we have with us right now, we have Nbubi Ishkin from California. And yeah, man, what a powerful song you picked, man.
Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Top notch, bro. Thanks for joining us today. It's a true honor to have you here all the way from California.
Yep.
Yeah, that was an awesome song, Sweet Dreams. And what made you pick that one?
I don't know. Sometimes it does feel like a sweet dream, you know? Like a lot of people don't have it as good as some people do. And then it's just fine for you. Need to dream about it, and that's all you can do.
You have to talk a little bit more into your mic so we can hear you clearly. Yeah, it was it sounded almost prophetic of because this was made like, I don't know, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was at the time it was cutting edge, and of course it it's pretty wild. But it does speak, it kind of touches on the basis of what's going on in, on the planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're seeing all these wars and conflicts and just a lot of destruction and negativity in the world. And I kind of like the words of these, the lyrics and stuff. It's just so powerful and gets to the to the soul and spirit of what we see that's going on in the world. So anyways, we have a subject today, and our subject is on empathy. And we'd love to hear some words from you on empathy.
Well, it's like nowadays, like, we need to have empathy now, you know? Like, it seems like it's gone, like, common sense is gone. Like, this cycle needs to start over again, you know? Like, it's like the song, like, it came out a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every once in a while, you need to bring the old stuff out just to, like, kind of re-trigger things.
Mm.
And now, like, everybody seems to need that empathy from others.
Mm.
Because it's just like people are starting to lose touch with reality and other people. You know, sometimes people just need someone there just to listen.
Mm.
You know, they need to let out their demons.
Mm.
Because if you keep your demons in, it's just going to destroy you from inside, and then you're just going to be just as bad as the people you're talking about.
Mm. Yeah, that's so true.
You know, it's like some of these homeless people, they just want somebody to listen to them.
Mm.
You know, and sometimes, like, if I have time, like, I will listen to them. I'll ask them their name, just tell them what's going on, how it ends, you know. And then you can just see it, their kind of depression melt away after they talk for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's for a minute or two, you can see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can feel the energy from them wasn't as negative as it was you first started talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if you use their name, mm-hmm. you know, and not just a sir or ma'am or whatever. You use their actual name and makes them feel better.
Mm. Yeah.
And they start to kind of feel human again.
Mm. Yeah, that's...
Nowadays, people don't treat people like humans anymore. It's not very good nowadays, lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very beautiful subject. I know Counselor Fari was always looking for these people out there and trying to help them out and just reach to them, just like you're talking about. Talk to them, use their name, connect with them, and it really does bring life back into their eyes and their hearts and their spirits. And I do my best to try to reach out to them as often as I can also. And yeah, it really does make a difference. You can feel it, you can see it.
Yeah, and I like how you're mentioning that getting back to being human is it's a glorious thing. Humans are incredible. I think, you know, there's a lot of rumors out there that humans aren't all that great. And the reality of it is that humans are the greatest creation the universe has ever made so far. And to have a family that spans across the world, no matter your race, your language, your size or shape, man, we are all humans. And I really like that you're reminding us of that and how beautiful that is. We got to get back to being human. You're totally right.
Mm. Yes, so we really appreciate you taking time and talking on the air with us live all the way from California. Just so awesome. So awesome and amazing. It's a connection, like, with our brother and all our brothers and sisters out there. We will be reaching out to all of you at some point and getting you on the air too. All your words are so special and wonderful. And we thank you for sharing your heart and part of your mind and what's helping you exist in this world, and as you're helping other people, it's helping us to visualize and see what positive energy we can generate when we take that effort. So we really thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, bro.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All the best, man. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was our brother from California, Nbubiishkin. And he's part of the Intlakemk tribe. So
cool.
Yeah, awesome, man. So we're going to carry on with the program here. And coming up next, we're going to be going into Gwaishkina, BC. But first, we're going to play Shkwait Shachlech, his song of the week. And it's from Inna, and it's called Sun Is Up. So let's have a listen to that. And we'll be right back. Enjoy, everyone.